pressing there, while the Fae in front pushes her boobs against your face, wraps her legs around your waist, and somehow they both make it work, coordinating, proceeding. This allows the fairy to breathe and whisper in your ear. Mocha gets a little worked up, a little dedicated, embedded. She's gonna want to top you, and you should just let her. But the customer's the boss. Tell us what you want. Come on. She runs her fingers through your hair. She's getting more and more turned on, more eager for you. It's intrinsic empathy. Can't help it. I get caught up, she explains. And then she touches you, fingers along your shoulders, every bit as delicate in her caress as the muscled cat girl is, brash and quick and strong. The two of them make a wonderful pairing, covering every sense, covering every eventuality, carrying you seamlessly along. It seems you've been walking for a while, and just as you think that, the fairy wraps her legs tighter around your waist, flutters backward, the cat girl lets go. And then the two of you are slowly lowering onto silk sheets in the center of a room every bit as large as the main hall. You get a moment to look around, but while you're doing so, the cat girl is once more kissing her way up your body from toe up. Past your ankle, up your knees, right between your legs, as though magnetically drawn from the moment she sees it, her tongue against your pussy, licking, licking insistently, hands on your hips, holding you there, pinning. You know if you tried to squirm your hips, the felinoid creature, Mocha, is what the fairy said she was called, would just keep you pinned there. The fairy, meanwhile, is now kissing your chest, licking, running her fingers down your sides to mirror the squeezing motions below. So you've got a little bit of stimulation just roving at the edges to accompany the hard, hot, constant, throbbing, licking pressure of the cat girl's skilled tongue, the presence of her between your legs, and the way she has forgotten all pretense of the lineup before. She's not disinterested. She's completely dedicated to licking your sex. The fairy has a little more of her mind and takes a break from kissing your nipples to explain. This is the big room for parties. If you look over there, she lets you raise your shoulders just a little, but she's still rubbing your breasts. She points to a tub in the corner, like the one in the main room. Really, it's a small pool, but there's steam rising from it. Heat, and the fairy explains that the siren you saw in the hall, she's in the water itself. You take a bath, she'll whisper from every direction, sound conducts nicely in here. Don't worry, we all let you go at the end. And then, if you look over there, she pinches your nipples, suddenly sending a spark. The cat girl coordinates with this, sucking on your clit. You're full of sharp, hot, intense, sudden stimulation, a deluge washing your thoughts away, but she's still directing your attention to the corner where there's a vast window that looks out on the willow you arrived at. And sitting in the same meditative position as before, but now on the sill itself, balanced delicately, the giant with the flaming hair, the red eye glow, banked like embers now. At the end, she'll take care of you. She's very good at it. And of course, finally, the cat girl lets you sit up, lets you regain enough of your jellied legs to sit up on the bed and see that there are silk sheets, numerous cushions, pillows. A few toys are scattered here and there, and phallic glass wands and a device that seems like it's meant to be attached to a harness. But they're turning you, the cat girl behind you grabbing your ass, rubbing it. The fairy now in front of you, rubbing your breasts, reaching down below, beginning to slowly slide a finger into your moist folds. You're looking over her shoulder at a corner that has rather more sex toys. You see shackles on a workbench. You see a large freestanding platform, a swing made to have someone in it as they're being filled with something probably attached to a harness. You see a chair designed so someone's head can go below while you sit above. And you see the Amazon inspecting it all. She has also doffed her clothing as the giant did earlier, and her nude, chiseled, oiled physique is on display. She notices you looking and winks, but continues adjusting the swing, periodically looking over at you, and touching the toys. She's preparing her equipment. After we're done with you, we're going to pass you off for a bath. She'll make you as conditioned and sensitive as you get. Then we'll put you in that swing, and my muscled friend over there is going to go to town. The cat girl is licking your shoulders, your back, rubbing her face against you still while her hands rub your ass. The fairy's now digging two fingers into your sex, rubbing hard inside on the front wall. You feel a floating, flying, fluttering sensation in your stomach. Your shoulders are shaking, your head thrown back. The fairy, Nile, you remember the name now, continues to explain. And then when you've been fucked to oblivion, you'll get a little bit of aftercare with our friend.